Yes, you guys were good.
Praise Jesus, brethren. Welcome back in the first service. We want to move on to the second service. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Greet for us to neighbor. Wish them the best. Which come from God the Father in heaven. And from His word in the third heaven. And it prays for us.
And
Holy Spirit moving in children of God to lead them. In the name of the Lord Jesus. May God bless you. Thank you for committing yourself to seek Him. The journey of heaven. We know how we can go back to our home. Our home in heaven where we came from. But in the same journey, God reveals the schemes along the way. The schemes which caused us to come in this journey. How we can fight them that we get back home. But they too hinder us go back to our home country.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, our Bible reader, teacher Isaac. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for committing yourselves to seeking to know the one true God together with His glory. And this we head on today to move on to know the skills of the devil unto God and unto His church. The same schemes it does to hinder us go back home in heaven. Bible speaks of him in Isaiah 14, verse 17. That left his captives go back to their home country. And we
heard
in Philippians 3:20 that our home is in heaven. So there's many schemes the devil that you don't go back to your home country till the Father reaching to speak like that. Jeremiah 22:10 that do not cry for the one who dies and the one who goes, but weep for one thing. They have not gone back to their home country. But schemes hinder us and we fall within hell. But for revelation, we are safe from destruction. And we thank the Father. Even today we move on in the schemes of the devil. And we move to reveal them. And understand how to run them. That we can get back home in heaven. Chapter 1, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7. We brought nothing on this world, and we shall go back with nothing. Now we must fight as we are on this our journey to kiss the sun, and we don't get lost on the way. Like in Psalms 2, verse 10 to 12. That kiss the Son, that's the Lord Jesus. That is the word of God. That we don't get lost on the way. For He Himself becomes our way and the truth, which can take us back to our Father. Now, because of that reason, brought out the word of God, who first came in the scroll, before He came within the flesh, that He moves on to give us life, that we know the skin of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We still separate the Spirit of the Lord and His works of righteousness from the Spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. And we
have
to see the seal of the devil and the seal of God.
We
already finished to see the seal of God. Move on to be explained how the seal of the devil lives on. And we see the second six on the number 666, which is spoken of in Revelation 13, from verse 15 to 16. The number 666, the seal of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We still see the second six Jezebel. Of which Jezebel is responsible. And in that, we see the seven mountains. She reigns to reign over all nations of the world. And to engrave upon them the number 666. We still see the fifth mountain, which is known as the social relations, where there are nations, clans, and languages.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
aspect we had on the seal then,
there
are different languages. For in this head, that's where they began from. God had given us one language. The rest of the beginning of the clans and languages is what we saw of the prodigal son. I think you reached getting explained of them. But because of time,
yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
We've decided to hear to see concerning languages.
But
dividing of people in the clans they moved by, I expect to learn where they began from. And today we move on to see the languages. And the evil one, the devil, moved on to cause God to bring and change our languages, to move on to divide us. And we forget our holy clan within heaven, our family within heaven. Just as we heard in Ephesians 2, verses 19, where the Lord gave us a chance to go back to God's household in the holy clan. And we got from the nations and different clans and languages, where the devils ran people from. Right now he uses Jezebel, the first fallen angel, to fall and join on him. The spirit is moved on working in the children of disobedience in many generations. Works with many other fallen angels. Praise Jesus. When he speaks with us in Revelations, Revelation 17, verses 9, he speaks like this.
Revelation 17,
verse 9.
Awe wali omwoyo ogulina amagezi. Emitwe omusanvu, zensozi omusanvu, omukazi zatuddeko.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The seven heads, they are the seven mountains. Which this adulteress Jezebel, spiritual adulteress, first abandoned the Lord to join unto the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And mother of all abominations, of blaspheming God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. Nayenga ensozi zino kwatudde,
but the mountain she sits on,
zetuze tulaba,
which we've been seeing, which are known as the seven heads of the beast, the kingdom of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The first head we saw it, of the false church.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we saw the second head
of
spiritual wickedness or sorcery, where they involve in fallen angels and they appear as demons of a clan or gods of the clans.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
These ones come from there and work within this fifth head.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
So,
and we saw the third head of the political sector, the politics of the devil. We saw many things within it, where leaders glorify themselves
and
they forget there is a God reigning over within the kingdom of men, where judges and lawyers do things which are despicable, and they forget the chief judge who is God, and he too will judge them. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now that we saw the economic head, it's the fourth head.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. We saw Mr. Money to tell us to seek him and to search him with all our hearts. Yet God too says, may
you
to seek me and search me well. Now the battling happened like there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And some of the things you have worked so much, that number gets spread. No one should be able to buy neither they want to sell, except when they had the mark.
So Mr. Money
too does does his many things.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Then we get
it on the fifth head of the social relations, where there are clans, nations, and languages.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
We've seen its beginning of the prodigal son.
We
got from the holy clan of God, which was one. And we got out different clans, nations, and languages.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Today we are heading to see the beginning of the languages.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
In this God fight, we get back to his own language. Take us from the confusion happening because of languages. To be into committing into evil spirit which separated us passing through languages. And the clans in which they put us.
And
we try to go in the holy clan of God. After we finish, we shall head on to see the head of games and sports, the sixth head. We shall end up with the head of the health system.
How
the devil carpet the health sector. And
they
began to bring sin.
And
even its wage,
its
death, you will see it explained.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
The chaos and the confusion in there, and how we can be saved.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But today, let's move on.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
We head on to understand how languages moved on to create nations, clans. Every person in the shortest time they can get a tongue, they don't know where it's come from. Just as they who spoke the Ludicha language we heard of some time back. Languages and tongues which were
invented.
People began like that. And as if they speak the Ludicha tongue. Twist in a little of a language, another language. And they move on like that.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
So
now we're going to be heading on. But the head of the prodigal son, or how we began clans, that we headed on to tongues and languages and the nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
It began here in Genesis. From Genesis chapter 4 unto Genesis 11, we were there and the clans were there and the groups of people had begun, but we all were speaking one language. Most confusion where it moved on to increase is to move on to bring many other languages. Remember the devil, the one who inspired the battle which caused God to bring tongues and languages, of building the tower of Babel, and that we go to heaven with our sins. And God decided to change our tongues, and the devil felt he had profited out of it so much to move on to confuse the people of God, that they don't live in unity. Yet the intention of God is to join whatever is in heavens and earth to become one person. I expect you've been gotten to hear that. In Genesis chapter 4, it tells us like this. I want to speak of how clans began. And we began to separate each head where they have headed. But those who still spoke one tongue,
language,
moved on as if he seemed to have joined. And the devil used that advantage.
He
brought a battle to build a tower to take us to heaven, which caused tongues to be given us.
And
right now they have moved us deeper into divisions.
Lubereberye esula eyokona ntandikirewo
tuli kunyole 13
lubereberye esula eyokona nolunyiro 13
Genesis 4 from verse 13.
Kaini nagamba mukama anti okubonerezibwa kwange tekuyinzika kugumikirizibwa laba ongobye lero mu maaso g'ensi era mu maaso go mwene kwekanga era n'abanga mu mboze era omutambuze mu nsi. Awo olituuka buli alindaba alinzita.
Owulidde ekyaliwo.
You hear what happens?
Migration etandikira wano.
Migration began right from here.
Era abantu bangi basoma migration mu nsi.
Many people started migration on the world.
Naye tebamanyi ntandikwa
migration. They don't know the beginning of migration.
Oluvannyuma lwa Sitaani okukyankalanya ennyo Kayini.
After the devil messing up Cain.
Tuuka okutta Abel.
To reach to kill Abel.
Muganda we yawaye ekiweebwa ekisinga
katonda. His brother who gave an offering which God pleased all.
Katonda yateekawo migration mu
God put migration in the shortest time.
Abantu batandika okubanga balina okwawukana.
People began to be separate and had to divide themselves.
Era nakyo kikolimo kitutawaanya butawaanya.
It too is a curse troubling us.
Abantu okutambula.
People to keep moving.
Nga bawukana yawukana.
And they divide and separate themselves.
Kikolimo ekiri mu masikati yabo.
It's a curse which is in the midst there.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. So yizo okwa wali osomye ku migration in history.
Maybe you've ever studied migration in history.
Naye ntandikwa migration eri mu lubiribire sura ya kuna.
The beginning of migration is in Genesis 4.
Olunyolo 13.
Starting from verse 14. Just repeat it well.
Lubereberye esula eyokuna n'olunyirirwa 13.
Genesis 4, verse 13.
Kaini n'agamba mukama nti, okubonerezebwa kwange tekuyinzika kugumiikirizibwa. Laba, ongobye leero mu maaso g'ensi, era mu maaso go mwe neekwekanga. Era n'abanga mu mboze era omutambuze mu nsi. Awo olituuka, buli alindaba alinzita.
Have
you heard clear?
So,
after our journey of coming from heaven, we reached on this world and we got many other journeys, or what we call migrations.
The
moving of people who have separated themselves from clans and they based on their names and they build their own cities and they build different villages and they claim they originate from there.
So if you migration ebitufu.
Now the rightful migration, we can tell you that ever since we came from heaven and brought on the world, as we were chased from the garden of God, there began what we call migrations after the devil entered within human beings, Cain and Abel, and he divided them. And the prodigal sons began the battlings of clans and the nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Many people move on to say, the things of color, how are they? Colors, God is responsible over them. But they too move them to create on the same things.
Others
people never believe that the same God made all people because of the clans they were into. When we move on to verse 15, it is like this.
Genesis 4, verse
15.
Mukama n'amugamba nti buli alita Kayini kyaliva awalanwa eggwanga emirundi musanvu. Mukama n'ateeka ku Kayini akabonero buli amulaba alemenga okumutta. Kayini n'ava mu maaso ga Mukama n'atula mu nsi ya Enodi mu maaso ga Adeni. Kayini n'amanya mukazi we n'abeera olubuto n'azaala Enoka n'azimba ekibuga n'akituuma Enoka ngerinya ly'omwana we.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Ono si Enoch w'omusanvu.
This is not the end of the seven.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Naye nga Kayini.
But Cain.
Abamu babuuza omwana omukyala gwe yawasa yamuggyawo.
Others asked the wife Cain married, where did he get it up from?
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Abantu bano bawasizanga ku myaka nga lukaaga.
These people married at around 600 years.
Abalala ku lusanvu.
Others around 700.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Naye twawulira.
But we heard
nti oluvannyuma Adam and Eve,
that after Adam and Eve to give birth to faith in chapter 5.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen.
They gave birth to many other daughters. They gave birth to many daughters. In them, we went back kind to marry among them.
bali batukirizo kuwasa mbengana.
For in the beginning they are accepting us to marry from our relatives.
When
adultery had not reached to be too much.
But when
immorality increased, God came in the era of Moses
and
he brought commandments to marry relatives because of clans which had increased.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But thus he began his own thing. He began his own clan. And when you read it here, it goes on to follow each other. Even ahead, they got confusions and divided each other.
Faith
to give birth and began his lineage. And all his brethren, the boys who came next. For we many times we know three children.
There
are many other boys Adam gave birth to. And the girl children.
So
now that they began like that. And visions moved on like that.
Yes, it was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And we moved on. We reached Genesis 6. Remember the battle between people and the devil. It had already been waged. Thus, as we reached Genesis 6, fallen angels had begun to come in the children of men.
And
nations, clans, and languages. In these days, in Genesis 6, we all spoke one language.
But
nations and the clans we are in present.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
People began to get different things they worshipped. And they had totally abandoned the living God. Those are one they call children of God. The angels. They
would
follow the devil on the planet to attack human beings.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
For we know in Job chapter 1, verse
6 out of
10, the devil began to walk the world to looking to confuse the human beings.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Even in Job 2, verse 1 to 10, and they ask the devil, where are you coming from? That I'm from moving up and down the world. But because he did this thing many times, the fallen angels, they too joined in it. And because clans had already begun and the nations which are different, they began to claim to be gods over them. And they began to appear as demons over the dead. And they appeared to them and they worshipped them. Human beings forsook the Lord and they got corruptible. God speaks in Genesis 6, verse 1, speaking like this. Genesis
6
from verse 1.
Awo abantu bwe basooka okweyongera ku nsi ne bazaala abaana ab'obuwala. Abaana ba Katonda ne balaba abawala b'abantu nga balungi.
Praise Jesus.
Bamalayika bano,
these angels,
abaali bamaze okubanga batandise okwegatta ku Sitaani,
who had begun to join on the devil,
nabo batandika omugoberera si kuno,
began to follow him on this world,
nga tebalina biragiro bya Katonda,
and they had no commands of God,
nga batambula tambula nabo,
and they were too moving up and down,
nga kitaabwe Sitaani bwe yali abayigiriza,
just as their father the devil had told them,
era ne batandika okwekolera emibiri egy'ennyama,
began to make themselves bodies of flesh,
ne balabika ne bawasa n'okuwasa,
then they appeared and even married. And they brought spirits of their fellow fallen angels. And they entered into the wombs of women. Begin to give birth to things they worshipped. The serpents. The men who appeared and were not informed. And they just matured and appeared like that. And those giants were gotten in the mixture of genes of human beings and angels. Let's read there.
Lubereberye esule y'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri. Nti abaana ba Katonda ne balaba abawala b'abantu nga balungi. Ne bawasanga mu bonna be baalonda. Mukama n'ayogera nti omwoyo gwange teguwakanengana muntu emirembe n'emirembe. Kubanga naye gwe mubiri. naye ennaku ze ziriba emyaka 12.
Yesu yebazibwa
okuva
mu lubereberye sula yokuna.
Right from Genesis 4,
abantu baali bawangaala emyaka nga 9.
People used to live to close to 900 years.
Era yali abasinze okwangala.
And the one who outlived most
mu lubereberye sula yokuna
in Genesis 5
manyiddwa nga Methuselah,
is known as Methuselah,
yawangaala emyaka 9.
He lived 969 years.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Naye okuwangala kuno kwabongerangako ebizibu bingi.
Outliving caused them to experience many problems.
Kubanga okwonoona kweyongera.
For sin increased within them.
Mubika ebyali bitondeddwawo n'amawanga.
In the clans and the nations we had been created.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ati kuruno.
Now this time,
nga bamalayika abaagwa batandise okubanga beegatta n'aba.
Fallen angels began to mix with the human beings.
Era ng'okwonoona kuyitiridde.
And sins had gotten to increase.
Era ng'okuwakana n'omwoyo omutukuvu kugenda mu maaso.
And contentions against the Holy Spirit moved on.
Katonda ng'abalumiriza ensi y'ekibi n'obutuukirivu n'omusa.
God convicted them of the world of sin and
righteousness.
And they passed through the Holy Spirit.
Baayita bakyasobola muwuliriza.
They could never listen to him anymore.
Olw'emyoyo y'emibi egy'abamalayika bano abaagwa.
Because of evil spirits of the fallen angels.
Ye baali basinziza kati mu bika byabwe.
Which they had worshipped within their clans.
Ne mu mawanga agaali gagenda mu maaso.
The nations which moved on to appear.
Era nga boyongeredde ddala okwerabira Katonda.
And they moved on to continue to forget the Lord.
Kama n'alyoka asala emyaka.
And God reduced their years.
Onyola okuna agamba.
Verse 4 he says.
Lubereberye mukaaga nnya.
Genesis 6 verse 4.
Mu biro ebyo waaliwo abanefuli mu nsi, era oluvannyuma abaana ba Katonda bwe baayingiranga eri abawala b'abantu ne babazaalira abaana bano be b'amaanyi abaasooka edda abantu abaayatiikirira.
Wulira bulungi.
You hear very clear.
Nti baatandika okuzaala ebyana.
That they began to give birth to children.
Ninga bibera biwokufu nga bina amani
appear to be giants very strong.
Chikola bukozi bwikito mukono nomugwe
wave like this hand and you all fall down.
Ninga jukira tiyabanga mwana anti moyo kuvude likato.
It was a real child that the spirit came from God.
Wabula yabanga fallen angel.
But it was a fallen angel.
Yayingide yo murubute
at entered in a woman's womb.
Niyefunira yo mubiri.
And he got a body within the womb of the woman.
Era abaali meruwanga bafulumanga yo nga misota.
And they who failed got out as serpents.
Abaali nga balinga engo bwe
batyo. Others were like leopards.
Olw'okugattagatta jiini z'omuntu n'eza bamalayika nga
tebikwata. Human genes and of angels were fallen and it never connected.
Nga tebikwata.
And it never connected.
Kwe kwavangamu ebyo ebintu ebitategeerekeka.
That's why those panic things came out.
So abantu baatandika okubanga mu bika byabwe byali bitandiseewo.
Human beings began to be within the class that had begun.
N'amawanga agaali gagenda mu maaso.
And the nations which moved on.
Nga beerabirira ddala Katonda.
And they totally forgot God.
Nga bagenda mu maaso okusinza bamalayika abaana.
And they moved on to worship the fallen angels.
Era n'ebyo ebyazaalibwanga.
Even the things which they gave birth to.
Wano we baatandika nti Katonda baamuzadde.
Here is where they began to speak that they birthed God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga baabira ba fallen angels.
But these were fallen angels.
Abaayingiranga mu mbuto z'abaana.
Wombs of the girl children.
And
fallen angels had made themselves bodies of human beings. And they began to marry the girls.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So
there appeared a worshipping of the fallen angels. And sometimes they gave themselves names of those people who had died.
And they
have come back. Just as you see this day, how they do it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
In those days, when you spoke of hell, where they were imprisoned spirits, and they could not believe it, for they believed that the dead get back to the living. And they said that the spirit was born again. God called and God all people in that generation put them within hell to realize that hell is existing. Genesis 6 verse 5.
Mukama Katonda n'alaba obubwa bw'omuntu nga bungi mu nsi, na buli kufumitiriza kw'ebirowoozo by'omutima gwe nga kubikwerere bulijjo. Mukama ne yejjusa kubanga yakola omuntu mu nsi, n'anakuwala mu mutima gwe. Mukama n'ayogera nti, ndisangula omuntu gwe natonda okuva mu nsi, okusookera ku muntu n'ensolo n'ekyewalula n'ekibuka waggulu, kubanga nejjusizza kubanga nabikola.
naye
God was grieved here.
Kubanga bwe yali atonda omuntu yeraira butamuzikiriza.
For when he made man, he never swore never to destroy man.
Katonda teyejjusa ku kintu kyeyerayiridde nti neerayiridde.
God never regrets over something he swore.
Naye bw'abanga takirayiridde.
When he never swore upon it,
waddembe okukyusa.
He is free to change his mind.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Abantu bamwe bagamba yi Katonda teyejjusa.
People say God never regrets.
Katonda teyejjusa bw'aba yarayidde.
God never regrets if he is sure he has sweared.
Naye bw'aba teyarayidde ku nsonga eyo.
If he never sweared over that issue,
waddembe okukyusa.
He is free to change it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Tuli mu lubereberye esula y'omukaaga n'olunyiriri n'olunyiriri omukaaga.
Genesis 6 verse 6.
Mukama neyejjusa kubanga yakola omuntu mu nsi n'anakukola mu mutima gwe. Mukama n'ayogera nti ndisangula omuntu gwe natonda okuva mu nsi, okusookera ku muntu n'ensolo n'ekyewalula n'ekibuka waggulu, kubanga nejjusizza kubanga nabikola. Naye Noa n'alaba ekisa mu maaso ga Mukama. Kuno kwe kuzaala kwa Noa. Noa yali mutuukirivu nga talina kabi mu mirembe gye. Noa n'atambulira wamu ne Katonda.
Ojja kulaba ekibinja kya Noa ekyasobola okuwona.
The group of Noah which was
Naye bano be baali bakyasigadde nga bakyalimu family ya Katonda.
These are the ones who remained to be within the family of God.
Era nga bote bakyalimu bika.
And they no more had clans in them. And they had no nations among them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
They still
remembered our holy family in heaven. And they headed to get the seal of God. Of the Holy Spirit.
Yet,
the ones of that generation, most of them. They had headed to get the seal of the devil.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Bible
shows
that
those days.
Because
they were there. Evil spirits, the fallen angels, and they appeared as demons over clans, or demons of the dead.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Some of them come back on the heads of the living. And the others entered the wombs of women to be given birth to. People refused to believe that there was hell and that there was a prison
on
which God can imprison his spirit. And he decided to bring the floods and he destroyed all of them and he put them in that prison.
That
realized that the prison is all right there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Era bino byosoma mu Peter.
This is written Peter.
Sura ekisoke sura yokusa.
First Peter chapter 3.
Olunye yuno tandika ole 10
nomusa. Starting from verse 17.
Paka 2 mulumu.
And 21.
Katusome yo tuulire.
Let's read that we hear.
Peter ekisoke sura yokusa olunye 10 nomusa.
First Peter 3 from verse 17.
Kubanga kye kisinga obulungi Katonda bwayagala mukwagala kwe. Mukubonyabonyesebwa nga mukola obulungi. Okusinga nga mukola obubi. Kubanga era ne Kristo yabonyabonyezebwa olw'ebibi omulundi gumu, omutuukirivu olw'abatali batuukirivu, atuleeta eri Katonda bwe yattibwa omubiri naye n'azuukizibwa omwoyo, era gwe yagenderamu n'abuulira emyoyo egiri mu kkomera. Edda abataagonda okugumiikiriza kwa Katonda bwe kwali nga kulindirira mu nnaku za Noa, eryato bwe lyali likyasibibwa, amazzi mwe gaalokolera abantu si bangi, gy'emyoyo munaana
gyokka gye gyakola.
Only 8 spirits were saved.
Lwaki tebaagambye be bantu munaana?
Why did they say 8 people?
Katonda ye yali alaba gino emyoyo gyabwe giwonye.
God saw that
egyabali gyonna yagiteeka mu kkomera.
The ones of the others were put in the prison.
Naye gwe mulembe.
But it's the generation.
Ogwalimu ennyo ebika n'amawanga.
Many clans and nations.
Era nga bo bakimanyi.
And they knew it.
Abantu baabwe bakomawo ne balinnya ku mitwe ne boogera.
The people who died, they come back to the heads of the living and they speak with them.
Era nga bamanyi nabo bazaalibwa omulundi
omulala. And some of them, they are born again and they come back on the world.
Nga bwe tweyogeza mu bigambo ebitali mu magezi mu nsi muno.
Speak in words without wisdom in this world.
Gundi yabulukukidde munnanka.
That the dead of my relative has come back
mu mutabani we.
In their son.
Oba mu muwala we.
Or in their daughter.
Obo busiru obo.
That is foolishness.
Atineze ngombo zaalingayo.
Those talks were there.
Eranga abantu bakiriza nti eggulu liri eyo mulino ligenda.
People never believe that heaven is existing, we have to go there.
Negeena nti yali gyeri.
Even hell was there.
Onaga bonna njagala mbakwate batuuke mu geera mu ssaawa onabaye akayingira nono
naye. Get all of them and power them within hell. All of them were poor, and only eight spirits were saved. Imagine the first time the world got filled of people. More than how we are today. Those days they built on each other, on top of each other. And
it
to look for it. In those days they ate and drank and they did business and they sold and bought and they married and got married. That's what they are meant to do. Most food they manufactured it and they had no place to plow and plant the food. They had high level technology which can manufacture a ship where many people can be put.
And
people believe in the technology they had made, and with fallen angels, and they based in their clans and the nations.
But
all of them, he captured them. Even the things they had manufactured,
their
technology, all the buildings. And it destroyed them, and them to put them in prison in hell. And Jesus, this time when he came recently, 2017 years past of AD, went to preach the gospel to them. They had a chance that Christ was to come in the flesh,
and
that he will go to hell and after he will go back to heaven. But you don't have that chance. If you fall within hell, Hebrews 6 warns you, you can't bring back Christ to be crucified.
It's
even to take him back to hell.
Up,
I don't know this time, it will be how, what number of time?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, all
those were the nations and the clans. They had been captured by evil spirits, the fallen angels. No more believe there was hell. Even heaven, they said, is not there. And they said, if you go and you've been a human being, you've died a human being, you can come back as you are a god. And there is where the fallen angels, sometimes when they went to the children of men, the daughters, sometimes children were not born as human beings. Some of them were goats or cows. And there came a saying that you can come back when you are an insect.
And
the insect is not easy, they even lay a bed for it. The things that God had, like you see how they are heading to this time.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
So,
thus, destruction is how it happened on them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. From then they proved that heaven is existing and even hell was there. But for generation moving on, people
say
they reached a time and they
said
all the other people God took them in hell, which we can come back for us. Now they condemned with Lucifer. And they say, we are going to build a tower and run get back to heaven.
But
that generation proved that hell is there and heaven is there. For all their colleagues were finished. In that story, they had it. Genesis 6 and to Genesis 11. But what surprises most,
they
had not fought for a right way to take them back to heaven. And they connived with the devil. And they wanted to move to heaven with their sins. Now here, the deal of the devil was here. He knew if they did those things, they are going to divide them into different languages. They will scatter more than ever to be one person.
Already
they had a mind to say, let's seek the Lord. But the devil perverted their seeking.
He
told them to build a tower to take them to heaven.
But
going back a memory saying God is existing, even heaven is there. But the devil changed their seeking. Like you see, the foolish people, the scientists, they think that a rocket will make them reach God. Instead of coming to seek him through the book,
they
fact-check telescopes and rockets to move them to the heaven. I prove you are joking on this. Praise Jesus.
In
Genesis 11, we speak of now languages. Something of the social system. The languages and the nations and the clans. Languages and nations move to come and we got more confused.
That why we're going to go.
And we move to get more scattered. The preaching of God got to be hard. For this time we cannot, we could no more preach ourselves God. Even to delight in the history of things which happened. Already we had got confusion of tongues. Who could tell you of the floods of Noah? The one which I told it to you speaks something which means different to you. Things came to be hard on our way like that. That's why in church we say it have an interpretation. That is a long journey. It hardens us to become one person. Many of us have nations, clans, and languages among us. Not yet become one person. A person who can be in the kingdom of God. Genesis 11, verse 1.
Lubereberye esula ya 10 nemu no lunyiriri olusoka.
Genesis 11 verse 1.
Nensi zonna zalina olulimi lumu.
Zonna olulimi ruki?
Lumu.
All the world has one language.
Nga we bali kusiona nga bogera olulimi.
People were in the entire world but they were speaking one language.
Olulimi lwa malaika
lugira of the angels they speak in heaven.
When
an angel came those days, we could not seek for someone to interpret for you. Now the devil saw.
These
people, ever since the floods happened, they tell them so much of heaven, and they think of it so much. Yet they would have wished to get back to God perhaps. When he knew that they loved God,
they
have to create a wrong atmosphere where they were speaking from.
But in God,
now, just as today, they therefore created the things of seeking God in wrong ways. To climb mountains, to
cross
in the swamps, in the waters.
Yet,
God tells us in Isaiah 34:16, look in the book of the Lord and read. None of them will lack its
mates.
For the house of the Lord commanded it.
And
the Spirit of the Lord gathered all. All the scriptures we need. Now we made you climb the mountain that we see God very well. Just as we built a tower that we climbed up to heaven. I don't know whether you see the things clear. When he knew that when the floods happened,
people
suddenly was restored to think of heavens and hell, and get them a wrong way of moving to heaven. Yet he calculated one thing, that how is the deal? These people, they must change their languages. They preach themselves so much the things of the floods of Noah. How the devils came to trouble them.
And
that way will be hard and dangerous. If they still speak the same language and they preach to each other,
floods
happen and destroy people and all the planet
are.
And only 8 people of God were saved. Even animals which entered the ark. And he said right now, these they will preach themselves to eat. They will even seek for heaven just as sometimes you
have sought.
Let's advise them wrongly. That they build a tower, they go to heaven with their
sins.
They could and they should not. The devil knew we could not enter heaven. In the midst, God will do something dangerous to us. It's a deal which brought out the tongues we see of today. And the devil enjoyed so much from
Ben.
Found a way to put languages in people which would trouble them.
As long as
they began, he said, I'm going to add on my own tongues. And he added on.
Even if
you're not careful, you can invent a tongue yourself. Just as this week fall on you in the syllables, and you begin to babble in tongues.
Genesis
11.
Genesis 11 from verse 1. Nebalaba olusenyi munsi sinali. Nebatula omo. Nebagambagana ntikale nno. Tukole amatofali. Tugokere ddala awo ne baba n'amatofaali mu kifo ky'amayinja n'ebitosi mu kifo ky'ennoni ne boogera nti kale nno twezimbire ekibuga n'ekigo ekirituusa entiko yaakyo mu ggulu era twefunire erinnya
owulidde ekyajjawo
nga
bwolabe bakola ebizungirizi bawalampe mugula beekolera
amanya Now the devil entered in these ones. And he showed them the way they move and reach heaven. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
That they build a tower to get from the planet Earth to part the kingdom of the stars
to
go reach heaven that they will look for the door of heaven. All that was false. Because of one thing,
they are
not for that flesh and blood could not inherit the kingdom of God.
The
deal of the devil was to dangerously affect us. Just as the flood experience happened. I think it's time he wanted us to be burnt with fire.
But
the things he entered us into, God to save us, he said, let me put languages in there, they get confused. And even the devil said, me, I'll be successful there. And
they
will no more be one person as they want it.
Genesis 11, verse 5. Tuleme okusaasaanira ddala ewala mu nsi zonna Mukama nakka okulaba ekibuga n'ekigo abaana b'abantu bye bazimba Mukama n'ayogera nti laba abuli eggwanga limu era bonna balina olulimi lumu era kino kye batanula okukola ne kaakano tewali ekigenda okubalema kye baagala okukola kale nno tukke tutabulireyo olulimi lwabwe baleme okutegeera enjogera yaabwe bokka na bokka bw'atyo Mukama n'abasaasaanyiza ddala okuva eyo okubuna ensi zonna ne baleka okuzimba ekibuga erinnya lyakyo kiryava lituumibwa Babeli.
Babeli kitegeeza gye baakola gye baasaasaanyira.
Babel means where they got scattered to.
They moved
on to get scattered.
Migration
and migration increased and in the next phase. I don't know this migration studies the phase number what. Many migration phases have happened on this world. When we get the Bible, we can discover it till what we have been studying. Maybe there may be 10,000 migrations so far to reach the migration study of history these days. For we have the migration of Abraham. We have the migration of the Israelites. And many other migrations. Praise Jesus.
So
all those happened. The languages brought in more problems to us.
We
hope not to get now nations class and languages.
It
we moved on to get far from the Lord.
Now,
what angels have been a problem to these days? They have a very serious problem on this head.
But
after confusing our languages, they took claim to be of the tongues. And they went with everyone who had heard it in their different tongues. I think this is another problem. Began to begin to whisper and make noise like of he goats. And they go tongues.
For
when our father came and they will act like a he goat. And what happened? These will tap their tongue and they began to speak with each other. People moved on to go deeper into nations, clans, and languages.
And
be careful concerning tongues. People thinking you get tongues of angels. Tongues don't bring anything more except chaos. More so when we can't interpret them. In 1 Corinthians 14, it shows if you speak tongues without interpreting them, they will enter, find you, and they wonder what you're speaking, the noise you're making to them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Except when there is an interpretation of them to bring understanding what is spoken of.
However,
since the tongues came, tongues which are different, people moved on to get divided and they got nations, clans, and languages.
Jezebel
and the devil moved on to reign so much, for we had they reached a time and they couldn't call people clans, they called them many waters.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Like Revelation 17:15. Let's read there and we hear. Revelation 17:15.
Nangamba nti amazi gewalabye omwezi wa today. Bebantu n'ebibiina n'amawanga n'ennimi.
I think you hear.
Bebantu.
They are the people,
bebibina,
the multitudes,
n'amawanga,
and the languages,
n'ennimi,
and the tongues.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Akinyumiddwa nnyo eky'okufugira mu nnimi zino.
He's enjoyed reigning over these languages. For he knows that God wished us to be one person. And we all spoke one language.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now the social heads,
all
the social relations,
where
there are nations, clans, and languages, it's done much to establish the number 666.
In
it, people worship different things. And they follow their clans, the nations, the languages, and the nations which are different, which came from what we've heard down here.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit tried to show us
these
languages, though the one who confused them in the beginning, you can bring them back and we understand them.
So
we did take it ahead. Yet it was very important. Like Acts 2.
Nti awolunaku olwa Pentecosti bwe lwatuuka, bonna baali mu kifo kimu. Amangu ago okuwuuma ne kuba mu ggulu. Ng'empewo ewuuma n'amaanyi ne kujjuza ennyumba yonna mwe baali batudde, ne kulabika ku bo ennimi ng'ez'omuliro nga zeeyawuddemu, buli lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu. Bonna ne bajjula Omwoyo Omutukuvu ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzoogera. Waaliwo mu Yerusaalemi Abayudaaya nga batudde, abantu abeegendereza abaava buli mu ggwanga lyabantu wansi w'eggulu.
Owulidde ekyaliwo.
You've heard what happened.
Katonda alina akabonero ke yakola ku lunaku luno.
As a sign he did on that day.
Yabakuŋŋaanya okuva gye baali basaasaana.
From wherever they had scattered to.
Nga bayita mu nnimi n'ebikanamawanga.
Through nations, clans and the languages.
N'abaleeta n'abalaga nti basobola okuwulira ekintu kye kimu.
And he brought them back to show that they can all hear one thing.
Bonna basobola okuwulira ekitiibwa kya Katonda.
All of them can hear the glory of God.
Weewuunya kyaliwo kitya?
You wonder how did it happen?
Okubanga abantu bonna baali bakuŋŋaanyiziddwa.
All people had been gathered.
Okuva mu mawanga gonna.
From the nations were different. The nations and the languages. Mawanga
gonna
ag'okunsi. All nations of the world.
Yabaleeta n'abalaga.
He brought them and he showed them.
Nti mwali mwogera olulimi rumu.
That you all spoke one language.
Era mwenna musobola okuwulira.
All of you can hear.
Ne mumanya Katonda.
And you know God.
Ne mukomawo mu kika ekitukuvu.
Come back in the holy clan.
Katuwulire.
Let's hear.
Tuli mu Bikolwa Batume essula ya kubiri olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Acts 2 verse 5.
Waaliwo mu Yerusaalemi Abayudaaya nga batudde, abantu abeegendereza abaava mu buli ggwanga ly'abantu wansi w'eggulu. Okuwuuma okwo bwe kwabaawo, ekibiina ne kikuŋŋaana ne kisamaalirira, kubanga baawulira buli muntu nga boogera olulimi lw'ewaabwe.
Buli muntu
every person
yaliwo ng'awulira.
He was there when he heard.
Nga bali balinga ate aboogera mu lulimi lw'ewaabwe.
As if the other spoke in their native language.
Nga bawulira ekintu kyekimu.
And they spoke this and they heard them saying.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Abaali bazoogera
who spoke them
n'abaali bawulira.
And they who heard.
Abaali boogera baali baweereddwa okuzoogera.
They who spoke they were given to speak them.
Baali bawulira baali babadde okuvuunula.
They who heard they had been given to interpret them.
Ekintu kiri kimu kye twetaaga.
One thing we need.
Twetaaga kuddizibwa.
We need to be restored.
Nzivuunula yemu.
The interpretation which is the same.
Kubanga enzivuunula zaffe ze ziriko obuzibu.
Our interpretations have the problem.
Amen.
Okwogera kwonna kukyali kumu.
Speaking is still one.
Naye enzivuunula ze zaakyuka.
Interpretations are what changed.
Tukyayogera ekintu kyekimu.
We still speak the same thing.
Kubanga bw'otunuulira ettaala.
But when you look at the lamb.
Ogitegeeramu gwe nga ttaala.
We know that it's a lamb.
Naye enzivuunula gy'ogenda okugamba.
But the interpretation you will tell it to us.
Olowooza ekizibu kiri wa?
You think where is the problem?
Tekiri mu kyogenda kwogera.
It's not in what you're going to speak here.
Enzivuunula yeereese ebizibu.
Interpretation is what brought the problem.
Okukyusibwa kw'ennimi zaffe.
The changing of our tongues.
Baakwata ku magezi gaffe.
They captured in our mind.
Ne baakwata ku lulimi lwaffe.
They did touch this tongue.
Olaba bw'oyigirizibwa olulimi olulala osobola okulwogera.
That's why when you teach someone a language they can speak.
Naye bakuyigiriza interpretation.
But they teach you the interpretation alone is what you learn.
Nsubira otegedde ekyokukola.
I hope you've understood what to do.
Singa ogenda awantu bonna oyagala bawulire
byogamba. If you go to any place you want them to hear what you speak. Don't waste time to ask from other languages. Remain speaking Luganda, they will listen to it.
You
pray for the interpretation, they will get it themselves.
So speak
in their language and you're speaking in your own.
Baakwata ku memory enzivuunule.
They captured the memory.
Akawuka ke yateekamu.
There is a virus he put in there.
Ku lunaku olwa ttawa.
On the day of the Tower of Babel.
Era nga katambulira mu bantu bonna.
And it moves in all human beings.
Bikolwa Batume essula ya kubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Acts 2 verse 7.
Ne bawuniikirira bonna ne beewuunya nga boogera nti, laba bano bonna aboogera si Bayudaaya? Era kikiffe buli muntu okuwulira olulimi lw'ewaffe gye twazaalibwa. Abapaazi n'Abameedi.
Owulidde mawanga ag'enjawulo.
You hear different nations.
N'abeera miti. N'abaali mu Mesopotamiya. Ne mu Buyudaaya. Ne mu Kapadokiya. Ne mu Ponto. Nimu Asia.
Baba mkotigo.
Asia yona. The entire Asia.
Nimu Phrygia. Nimu Pamphylia. Nimu Misiri. Nimu nsi ezeribua. Eziriranye kuleni.
Tujita Libya.
We call it Libya.
Egypt yalimu na Uganda.
Egypt, Uganda, all of them were there.
N'Abaruumi, n'abagenyi abayudaaya n'abakyufu abakuleete n'abawalabu tuwulira bano nga boogera ennimi zaffe nga boogera mu nnimi zaffe eby'ekitalo ebya Katonda
nti baali bawulira
that they heard
mu nnimi zewaabwe zennyini
in their own tongues and languages
naye nga baliwulira eby'ekitalo ebya Katonda
spoke the wonders of the one true God to them.
Tegeeza ekizibu kino eky'ennimi
the problem of the tongues
nakyo sitaani akiyita munye kulema okwogereka gya ebigambo ebikulu eby'obwakatonda
the devil passes in that we don't speak together the wonders of God.
Yesu
praise Jesus.
Naye nga bwali omulamu.
But as the living God.
Uruno tujja tuka mbantu nga fitwogera bwogezi.
We shall speak rich people
in the virus akali mu interpretation zaabo.
And the virus the interpretation we shall speak to it.
Nga tukazirisa nga bawulira bye tugamba.
We make it faint and they will hear what we speak.
Tutuvaho nga kadamu
ka. As we leave the virus get activated again.
Amen.
Kubanga mu ngeri endala.
Point another way.
Wadenga sitani.
Even though the devil
yafunamu okututabula tabula
he got to confuse us
obutasobola kubanga tuwuliziganya mu lulimi lwe rumu
not that we get to listen to each other in one language
naye ate mu luvannyuma ennyo
but after it
naye kyamukosaamu
yes he was also affected in it
kutambuzaamu ekibi
to spread sin
wanga wayagala ngokwana obugwanga liri
as he wanted to propose a woman of another tribe you got a problem there
utaandika bya sign
you began sign language
wagala ah na yera na yiki amkosamu watatipe yatu afikinga nyo kubanga tusobola so yalinga bya bwaka
we it affected us for we couldn't share the things of God
nitwe baza mukama
but we thank the Lord
kubanga yalete nimi ezo tusobola tege
for your brothers language that we understand
nitwali kuogera olimi rumunga tusobola okulisiga
spoke one language that we could communicate with
era mulimi olotwalinga tulina mukugurumiza Katonda
in that language we had to glorify the Lord
yes ye baza
praise Jesus
so what are we still
now there is still hope
okujawo ebikane nimi namba wa
take away the nations plans and languages
etukoma omukike kitu kuvija Katonda
get back the holy plan of God
yes ye baza
praise Jesus
abayogera na fe mu Efeso
why speaks with us in Ephesians
sure ne yokubi
Ephesians chapter
Katandike n'olisooka.
Abefeso esula y'okubiri n'olunyiriri olisooka.
Ephesians 2 from verse 1.
Era nammwe yabazuukiza bwe mwali nga mufiiridde mu byonoono n'ebibi byammwe bye mwatambulirangamu edda ng'emirembe gy'ensi eno bwe giri okugobereranga omukulu ow'obuyinza obw'omu bbanga omwoyo ogukoza kaakaano mu baana abatawulira era naffe ffenna bye twatambulirangamu edda mu kwegomba okw'omubiri gwaffe nga tukolanga omubiri n'ebirowoozo bye byagala ne tubeeranga olw'obuzaaliranwa abaana ab'obusungu nga n'abalala naye Katonda kubanga ye mugagga w'ekisa olw'okwagala kwe okungi kwe yatwagala ffe era ffe bwe twali nga tufiiridde mu byonoono byaffe yatufuula abalamu awamu ne Kristo mwalokoka lwa kisa n'atuzuukiza wamu naye n'atutuuza wamu mu bifo eby'omu ggulu mu Kristo Yesu mu mirembe ekigenda okujja alyoka alaga obugagga obusinga ennyo obw'ekisa kye mu bulungi obuli gye tuli mu Kristo Yesu kubanga mwalokoka lwa kisa lwa kukkiriza so tekwava gye muli kye kirabo kya Katonda
kirabo kya Katonda kye yatuwa
the gift of God gave us
yes he was
praise Jesus
bwayingira mu nyolo 12 natugamba
when he enters verse 12 of it tells us this
Efeso 2:12
Ephesians 2:12
nga mu biro biri mwali nga muli wala ne Kristo mwali nga muboleddwa mu kika kya Isirayiri era mwali bannaggwanga eri endagaano ez'okusuubiza nga temulina kusuubira nga temulina Katonda mu nsi.
That is how we used to be.
Mutuufu bakatonda abantu ab'ebika n'ennimi n'amawanga.
And the gods of the nations and the languages.
Batukyankana nga tewali ssuubi.
They messed us up, we had no more hope.
People
could speak, we are going to die and join on our forefathers.
And they
did know their holy clan within heaven.
Today
there is a chance to get saved
and
to get back the holy
clan
and shift from nations, clans, and languages.
Amen. Ephesians 2, verse 14. Naye kaakano mu Kristo Yesu mwe abaali ewala edda musembezebwa olw'omusaayi gwa Kristo, kubanga ye gye mirembe gyaffe eyafuula byombi ekimu n'amenyawo ekisenge kya wakati ekyawula, bwe yamala okuggyawo omubiri gwe obulabe tawuleeti ey'ebiragiro ebiri mu mateeka, alyoke atonde mu ye yennyini abo bombi okubeera omuntu omu omuggya okuleeta emirembe, era alyoke atabaganye bombi eri Katonda mu mubiri ogumu olw'omusaalaba. Bwe yattira obulabe ku gwo n'ajja n'abuulira enjiri ey'emirembe mu abaali ewala n'emirembe abaali okumpi.
Bamalayika abaali wali mu kibuga kya
Katonda. Angels were near in the city of God.
Naffe twabuulirwa enjiri y'emu.
We were preached the same gospel.
Kubanga mutumisi w'ekisooka 3:16.
First Timothy 3:16.
Agamba watali kubuusabuusa.
He says without compromise.
Katonda yarabika mu mubiri ku nsi.
God appeared in the flesh on the world.
Nakkirizibwa eri abangi.
It was believed by the many.
Nazuukizibwa mu mwoyo.
And he was raised in spirit. And he was seen with the angels.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Tulimbe Efeso sura ya 12 olinyo 18.
Ephesians 2:18.
Kubanga kubwoyo, fefembi tulina okusembera kwaffe eri kitaffe mu mwoyo omu.
Tusobola okuddayo nga tuli mu mwoyo omu.
We can seek access the Father in one spirit.
Tukyalina emyoyo gino egy'ebika n'ennimi
n'amawanga. No more have spirits of nations and clans and languages.
Naye nga tuli mu mwoyo omu wa kitaffe.
In one spirit of the Father.
Era tokkirizanga muntu yenna agamba.
And accept not any person saying.
Nti omwoyo wa wali wanjawulo n'owa wali wanjawulo.
That the spirit of the other place is different, even the other is different.
Kasita okukowulira ebyo ng'omanya myoyo gy'abasitaani.
If you hear that, you hear these are spirits of the devils.
Kwetaaga omwoyo omu wa kitaffe.
Need one spirit of the Father.
Tulyoke tudde mu bumu.
That we can get back to unity.
Tulabe ekisa kya Mukama waffe Yesu.
See the grace of the Lord Jesus.
N'okwagala kwayi Katonda.
And the love of God.
N'okussa ekimu okw'omwoyo
omutukuvu. And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
N'okutuukirira eri ffe ffenna.
And it comes to pass to all of us.
Nebaganda baffe bonna mu nsi yonna.
All our brethren in the entire world.
Tusobole okudda mu bwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
And get back to the kingdom of heaven.
Mu kika kyaffe ekitukuvu.
Our holy clan.
Amina. Befeso 2:19.
Ephesians 2:19.
Kale bwe mutyo temukyali bannaggwanga n'abayise naye muli ba kika kimu n'abatukuvu era ba mu nnyumba ya Katonda, kubanga mwazimbwa ku musingi be batume ne bannabbi.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Emisingi enda emirala w'amasiga gammwe amalala,
the other foundations of ours,
mugaggyewo,
you get them away.
Mukomewo eri abatume ne baki,
and come back the apostles and the prophets,
ne bannabbi.
Come back.
Naye ng'abaasooka,
but they were first,
bannabbi n'abatume abaasooka,
the first prophets and apostles,
be bakadde abirimu abaana be batutegeera obulungi,
elders who understand very well.
Era ng'ekibinja ekyo kyawuddwamu abatume ne bannabbi.
And that group is separated in apostles and prophets.
12.
12.
Bannabbi.
They are prophets.
12 batume.
12 they are apostles.
Omwemuva ebirabo byonna ebirala.
Out of them comes all the gifts.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kale bwe twogera ku musingi ogwo guli wala nnyo.
Peak of that foundation is far.
Naye ng'ejjinja ekko ery'oku nsonda ye Kristo.
But the chief cornerstone is Christ Jesus.
Ye tuwuddwa abakadde abiri mwana.
Surrounded by 24 elders.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank the Lord.
Tukyasobola okudda mu kika ekitukuvu.
We can still get back the holy clan.
Atuva mu bika n'ennimi n'amawanga.
We get from nations, clans and languages.
Tusobola okuwona ennamba 6 mu mukaaga.
Able to escape number 666.
Tubadde twolekera oba abamu ku abo gye baafunira era.
Which we are headed to or which some of the others in the nations, clans and languages, and they forget the holy clan in heaven, that's our Father in heaven, and they follow deceiving spirits and the teaching of the demons. In Colossians chapter 1 verse 17-20, they tell us this.
Naye ye w'olubereberye mu byonna era ebintu byonna bibeerawo mu ye. Era oyo gwe mutwe gw'omubiri ye kanisa. Oyo, lwe lubereberye, omubereberye w'omubafu, yali okabeerenga ow'olubereberye mu byonna. Kubanga Kitaffe yasiima okutuukirira kwonna okubeeranga mu ye, n'okutabaganyisa ebintu byonna eri ye yennyini mu ye, bwe yamala okuleeta emirembe olw'omusaayi ogw'omusaalaba gwe. Mu ye okutabaganyisa oba eby'oku nsi oba eby'omu ggulu. Nammwe bwe mwali edda bannaggwanga era abalabe mu kulowooza kwammwe mu bikolwa ebibi, naye kaakano yabatabaganyisa mu mubiri ogw'ennyama naye kaakano yabatabaganyisa mu mubiri gw'ennyama ye olw'okufa, kubanjula abatukuvu abataliiko mabala abatanenyezebwa mu maaso ge. Bwe mubeera obubeezi mu kukkiriza nga munywedde nga temusagaasagana so nga temuvudde mu ssuubi ery'enjiri gye mwawulira.
Atwagala omuntu omu mu ggulu ne ku nsi, atuzeewo twogera olulimi lumu, tulina ekika
kimu,
era tosuubira nti bw'onaayingira eggulu
ogenda
singanayo bachina banno.
You're going to find there your fellow Chinese that you speak Chinese there. You'll find your fellow Japanese there.
Obatu ogere ku mawanga ge Uganda.
Always speak of the languages
in Uganda.
You'll find your fellow Uganda in heaven and speak Luganda.
Ulino okude mulimi lwe twali twogera.
Go back the language we spoke before.
N'okutegeera kumu.
And one understanding.
Kitaffe ng'aliomu, buli muntu yenna alemereddwa okufuuka ekyo alina ayolekedde okujjuzibwa siiru ya
Sitaani.
Kubanga singa olemererwa okujja eri omwoyo ogwo wa
Katonda,
oba olemereddwa okufuna siiru
eya
Katonda. Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Yavayo kera mu Efeso sura.
That's why he speaks in Ephesians.
Eyo kuno onyolwasa.
Chapter 4 verse 30.
Bano abafunye guarantee ya siri ya yomoyo wa Katonda.
These will get the guarantee of the seal of the Spirit of God.
Baba mazo kudukambika nene minama wanga.
They have already went from nations, clans and languages.
Abakomyo mu chike chitukufu.
And they have come to the holy clan.
Ichika cha Katonda omulamu.
The clan of the living God.
Ayo kera bwati.
Abefeso esura eyo kuna nolinyirwa lwasato. So, temuna kuwazanga mwoyo mutukuvu owa Katonda. Yabateesaako akabonero okutuusa olunaku olw'okunnulibwa. Okuwakana kwonna n'obusungu n'obukambwe n'okukaayana n'okuvuma bibavengako awamu n'ettima lyonna.
Ebyo byonna tubiteeke wali.
Let's put them aside.
Tukirizo moyo wa Katonda.
And we accept the Spirit of God is one.
Atukwale mu maso.
To take us ahead.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Tuve mu ebyo nina omwoyo gwange ogw'enjawulo.
Cease talking that I have my separate spirit.
Usimanyi nina amafuta gange ag'enjawulo.
I have my different anointing.
Ebyo byonna bikwatagana n'amawanga n'ennimi.
Those are what concerns nations and languages.
Sitaani mwayise okuteeka siru ku bantu.
Where the devil passes put seal upon people.
Lukaga nkaga mukaga.
They seal the number 666.
Ebyo oba oyagala ofuna siru ya Katonda.
They want to get the seal of God.
Yango owulire enjiri ya
come and hear the gospel of
God.
After hearing and humbling to
it, the
Holy Spirit will put upon you the seal of God. And we are in one spirit. We are in the one faith. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. He says this.
Ephesians 1,
verse 13.
Era namwe muye bwe mwawulira ekigambo eky'amazima, enjiri y'obulokozi bwammwe, mwoyo n'okukkiriza bwe mwakkiriza ne muteekebwako akabonero n'omwoyo omutukuvu eyasuubizibwa.
Owulidde bw'owulira enjiri
ey'obwakabaka
bwa Katonda,
omutukuvu
ng'akuteekako siru y'okudda ewaka.
Puts a seal upon you to go home.
Yoli n'okubanga ovudde mu bikane nnimi n'amawanga.
Must have gotten from nations, clans, and languages.
Ogenda siganga oyogera nnimi nga bw'ozimanyi.
You don't remain speak tongues as you know them.
Abantu abo sigala ng'obaagala.
Those people remain loving them.
Osobola okubabuulira okuyingira mu kika ekiri ku kya Katonda.
Preach them into the holy clan of God.
Basobola okuba mu bikane nnimi n'amawanga.
They get from nations, clans, and languages.
Kubanga abamu kubona bo tebamanyi
byabantu. Some of them don't know the reality.
Naye beera musaale okubabuulira.
But be chief to preaching to them.
Tewanyumiriza mu bika ebyo n'amawanga.
Don't delight within nations and those clans. Not even those languages.
Naye zoogereko nga entandikwa n'obubi bwazo bwe ziri.
Speak them as the beginning as the languages are. that you can bring them in the holy clan, that they get names of the holy clan, the rightful apostles and rightful prophets, rightful pastors, the prophets were rightful, the rightful musicians, the workers of miracles were right, the names of heaven. That's why they say I have a foundation of apostles and prophets. And the chief cornerstone is Christ Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Brethren, within all, let's fight. Hear the gospel of unity and accept to be one.
If
you cease to think of the nations, lands, and languages, for it's the fifth head,
Jezebel,
which reigns over nations, lands, and languages. And to be able to follow the deceiving spirits and to be engraved with the seal of the deceiving spirits. For we heard in 1 Timothy chapter 4, when he speaks like this on the seal of the devils.
1 Timothy 4 from verse 1. Naye omwoyo ayogera lwatu nti mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma walibaawo abaliva mu kukkiriza nga bawulira emyoyo gikyamya n'okuyigiriza kwa basetaani.
Owulidde ekibeerawo.
You hear what happens.
Abantu bava mu kukkiriza kw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
People abandon the faith of the word of God.
Ngabaroomi 10:17 bwegamba.
Romans 10:17 tells us.
Okukkiriza kuva mu kuwulira.
That faith comes from hearing.
N'okuwulira ekigambo kya
Katonda. Hearing by the word of God.
Batandika okuwulira emyoyo gikyamya.
And they begin to hear deceiving spirits.
Nga bwe gyasooka okubakyama mbika n'ennimi n'amawanga.
First provided them in nations, clans, and languages.
Era leero waliwo eddiini.
Even though they're religion.
N'enzikiriza ez'enjawulo.
The different beliefs.
Obwo na bwe bulimba.
All those is the falsehood.
Mukomeewo eri ekika ekitukuvu.
Come back to the holy clan.
Mukomeewo eri okukkiriza eri
Katonda. Come back to believe in God.
Yes, ye
bazibu. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Era oluvannyuma lw'okubanga bakyamizibwa emyoyo gye
gikyamu
n'okuyigiriza kwa
basitaani
eyo gye bookerwako ngeena ekyuma
ennamba
ku myoyo bagwokyako nga n'ekyuma
oligenda
ova mubiri ng'ennamba 666
ogirina
olibanga tovudde mu mitwe omusanvu oba ensozi
omusanvu
omwenzi gwatulofuka naddala ne guno ogw'ebika n'ennimi
n'amawanga
Timoseo ekisooka essuula ey'okuna n'olunyi olw'okubiri.
1 Timothy 4:2.
Olw'obunnanfusi bw'abalimba nga bookebwa emyoyo gyabwe nga n'ekyuma ekyokya.
Yesu yeebazibwa. Mwegendereze.
Sitaani
bw'aba angula evinga 666 agenda agiwandiika ano mu kyenyi nga
bw'olaba.
Era ebyo bibadde bikubuzaabuza by'olaba.
Osinga
n'oli yeewandiiseeko
bw'ati.
Oba ku mubiri gwe.
Ku
kitundu kyonna. Ebyo bye bitundu ebigenda ozikibwa mu ttaka
bisaanye.
Naye ye sitaani abadde
akubuzaabuza. Number is engraved on your spirit like an old iron. It can't get from you all your days. And you fall within hell. You will leave this board on the ground. And the maggots eat it up.
And when
you reach hell, you will be having the number and be surprised. That's why be very careful. When you go into the wizards, the way the spirits come on the people, humanity, in the clans, nations, and languages, as if it's searing you with an old iron. You too in the false churches, the false religions, demons come on you, feel like something pressing you and you make noise. And as if caterpillars are walking on you. Be very careful.
And
they write on the spirit the number
666.
They engrave it on your spirit. Don't be confused with the writing of the body.
I've
not said go accept the right on your body.
But
not be confused with that.
Because
things moving on in the spiritual realm.
Nga sibe emyoyo giri gikuwandikako nga n'ekyuma.
It's right on you like an old iron.
Nga bwe bagenda ne bakwokyako
like you go and put a tattoo upon your body.
Kati nga munsi y'omwoyo ne bakuwandikako nga
n'ekyuma. Pass the spiritual realm and engrave the number upon your spirits.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Let's come back to one God as we
came
from nations, clans, and languages. He wants and tells us Ephesians 4 from verse 1.
Ephesians 4
from verse 1. From verse 1.
Abefeso esule soka nuli njiri urokuna. Ngabu ya tulo ndira mwye ngensite naba kutondebwa fukubeira abatukuvu abatalina kabi umasoge.
Atude Abefeso esula ya kuna nuli soka.
Ephesians 4 from verse 1.
Abefeso esula eyokuna nuli njiri urisoka. Kyenva mbeegayirira nze omusibe wa Mukama waffe okutambulanga bwe kusaanira okuyitibwa kwemwayitibwa n'obukkakkamu bwonna n'obuwombeefu n'okugumiikiriza nga muzibiikirizigananga mu kwagala nga munyiikiranga okwekuuma obumu obw'omwoyo mu kusibibwa n'emirembe.
Tubeere mu mwoyo ki?
Let's be in one spirit. Katonda
kitaffe.
Of God the Father.
Muve mu myoyo egisimanyi myoyo gyabika.
Get from those priests that are of the clan.
Simanyi mawanga, simanyi
of nations of tongues.
Muve mu myoyo egisimanyi guno ekkanisa eno omwoyo.
Get from those priests claiming this church has this specific anointing.
Simanyi omwoyo guno, simanyi amafuta
gano. The anointing of this and that.
Ebintu ebyo.
Those things.
Byonna biri mu myoyo gy'abasitaani.
All those are in the spirit of the devils.
Ejo kyaka abantu onnabaluka akaga mukaga nga n'ekyu.
Rev 3:6 on the floor like an hot iron.
Tulimba Efeso esula ey'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Ephesians 4 verse 3.
Nga munyiikiranga okwekuuma obumu obw'omwoyo mu kusibibwa n'emirembe. Omubiri guli gumu.
Omubiri guli gumu ye kanisa ya Yesu.
The body is one, is the church of Christ.
Erimu ne bamalayika n'emmunyeenye n'obutonde bwonna.
And the angels, the stars, and all creations.
Omanyi mu January.
You know in January. 2018.
Tutandika okusoma ku Kristo mutuufu n'ekanisa
ye. We begin to study the right Christ and his church.
Ujja kwewuunya.
You'll wonder.
Nje kanisa inakubeere
mu church is supposed to be how in the entire world.
Era wewuunya na makanisa agaliwo kali.
You're surprised of churches which are existing now.
Simanyi ba Seventh Day, simanyi ba
Catholic.
Oyo ye na Lucifer. Satani aliyo kyako na
abantu. Is Lucifer, the devil is out there.
Simanyi bana ate balokole.
Yeah, these are born again. These are full gospel. These are others.
Simanyi guru kiri bagenda mu elimu na ebintu byabwe.
Don't know which heaven they're going into with all those divisions.
Omubiri guri ki?
The body is one.
Ye kanisa ya Yesu emu munsi yonna bwino okubeera.
In the entire world.
Nga fenna tulina enzikiriza.
All of us have one belief.
Obanga bagana obanga bakola batya tulina okubeera.
Use or what, that is what we are meant to be.
Obanga okakasa ng'ogera mu guri kulimu bweriti
eri mu Katonda. You go in that one heaven where there is God.
Togenda genda ona nja ukanazi.
Not going there with your divisions.
Endowooza zezefu.
Those wrong mindsets.
Tulimba Efeso esula ey'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Ephesians 4 verse 4.
Omubiri guli gumu n'omwoyo omu.
Omwoyo alina kuba ki?
The spirit has to be one.
Nti era nga nammwe bwe mwayitibwa mu kusuubira okumu okw'okuyitibwa kwammwe.
Tusuubira okusuubira
ki? We hope one hope.
Kudda waffe wa?
Going back home in heaven.
Wanga ba Philip 3:2 yega.
Philippians 3:20 says.
Wafe muguru.
Our home is in heaven. Kaje
tulindi omurokozi wafe okutuwa.
We await our savior to take us there.
Yesu bidafe.
Our hope.
Simanyi yoku abalala je mugendo okwaseza ebikazi
nsa. Don't know any other heaven where we are going to marry 70 virgins as some people say.
Nga madini yako wegaro.
Like those religions think.
Songa era fe tumanyi mako 12.
We know Mark 12.
Abiri mutano paka abiri
25:27.
Ugenda kubanga ba malaika.
We are going to be like angels in heaven.
Eri kuwasa teri kufumbi.
There is no marrying, neither getting married.
Tujja kubana bitundu bya mbiri bitukawa.
We shall not have parts on the body troubling us.
Wangu bino musaite bisikira ye.
For flesh and blood never inherits there.
Efe fe natuli kiusibwa.
All of us we shall be translated.
Tukira damu chitibwe cho bwaka
tu. Preaching the glory of God.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Na baruuza anti mugenda kulia.
They will think you'll be eating in heaven.
Mugena fumbe enkoko
ne ebiki. You're going to cook chicken and the other things.
Ukusinza mukubi kumbarumi asuli omunana.
According to Romans 8.
18.
Paka
2.
And to 20.
Utonde na obo akude mu kitibwa kya
bantu. Oh, creations are to go back the glory of the children of God.
So tugena kuba yonga tetweta gakulia.
Going to be there not needed to eat.
Nga twagala okulia tukole mmere nge ya bamara.
When we want to eat we make food like of angels.
Kujikola bokozi.
We just make it. Praise Jesus. Thoughts like that. That we need to put them aside. I don't know how you will eat your brethren. As they have gone back to the glory of children of God. Those nations and languages are the one troubling you in that. Now you think they too have a different plan. But they
too
are of the holy clan and they have to go back to the glory of children of God.
Amen.
Who we have to be one person. That you think that you'll be in this level and the other in another glory is nothing. That's what God first chased. He wants us to be one person. Me too, I feel I love that most.
Amen.
Ephesians 4, verse 5. Lord Jesus is one. You out there claiming you have a Jesus who works. I hear Jesus of the Catholics. This is of the Protestants.
Another
is of the Adventists. And another. The born against each has their Jesus. That you are onto. I prove your strength over the nations and the languages
and
the spirits which divided you in there. Every nation had specific spirits. Ephesians 4 verse 5.
Mukama fomu.
The faith has to be one. Romans 10, verse 17. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In that faith, it must have good works back with it. Like in James 2.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
If it's not like that, that faith is wrong.
Many times
they tell you enter into faith. And if others believe in water, others in the handkerchiefs, others in the candles, others in the rings, and the things like those. But they to go in the holy clan, they must have one faith. It's of the word of God. Ephesians 4 verse 5. Baptism has to be one type which Jesus showed us in Matthew 3:15 and 17, in streams of waters flowing which show the flow of the Holy Spirit, like in John 7:37 and 38, streams of living waters flowing. If there is any other type of baptism, then all that is what is nations, clans, and languages. There you dug your pools. And you was those barrels. And you never baptized. All of you are on your own thing. When you go there, show your wrong baptism, you can't reach heaven. Where are you going? Those are out there in your clans. Each one knows how to spread their children. Is it not where it works from? How each divides and separates their children? You two decided to follow that. Baptism which are different. And you're still in your clans. Ephesians 4 verse 6. We have one Father within heaven. And Jesus emphasizes us. Matthew 23:9. Do not have any other Father on earth. For your Father is one within heaven. We speak of Father over all spirits. According to Ezekiel 18:3. When he speaks, I'm the Father. All souls are mine. All souls are mine.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit witness of this. Hebrews 12 of
9.
When he speaks that, God the Father is Father of all spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
Those who are in there out there that are Father in the Lord.
Where
you have your fathers.
You are
born again, thinking to be born again.
Have
spiritual fathers and spiritual mothers. All those forget them for in heaven. In the holy clan, we have one Father there. Which appear like of clans, nations, and languages. Ephesians 4 verse 6.
Katonda omu kitaewa bonna afuga byonna ayita byonna era ali byonna.
Is our only Father we want. Of the whole clan. The whole family.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Mm.
What I will request you. When you change to enter the whole clan. Don't just get born again alone.
You'll
be given a body from heaven. Give your entire mind and wisdom, let it be changed. And you think things of the whole clan.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. He
speaks in Ephesians 4, verse 22. He tells us this.
Ephesians 4, verse 22. Mu bigambo by'empisa ez'olubereberye.
Katuddeyo ku vire ddala ku lwabiri.
Abefeso esula eyokuna olunyi lwabiri.
Ephesians 4, verse 20.
Naye mmwe temwayiga bwe mutyo Kristo. Obanga mwamuwulira ne muyigirizibwa mu ye ng'amazima bwe gali mu Yesu. Mu bigambo by'empisa ez'olubereberye, mu okwambula omuntu ow'edda avunda olw'okwegomba okw'obulimba era okufuuka abajja mu mwoyo ogw'ebirowoozo byammwe.
N'ebirowoozo byaffe birina ofuuka ki?
Minds have to be renewed. If we get saved, whether the whole clan, known as they led by the Spirit of the Lord, whom we know as the born again Christians.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amen.
Thoughts have been renewed, get from clans, nations, and languages.
You see
your neighbor as your real brethren. And that the ones you left with heaven and you have to get back there. Put aside the language they speak. Put aside the clan you hope where they come from. Or the tribe. And you know we have just gotten lost in all those things. But God has given us grace.
You
come back in the holy clan. The holy family of the Father in heaven.
Amen. Tulimba Efeso essuula eyokuna n'olunyi lwabiri mu nnya.
Ephesians 4:24.
Okwambala omuntu omuggya eyatondebwa mu kifaananyi kya Katonda mu butuukirivu ne mu butukuvu obw'amazima.
Tukomewo twambala omuntu omupya
ali mu
kifaananyi kya Katonda ekiddala.
The image of God. Which we were into before we died in Adam. When we were still one person. As we thought like God, and we understood like God, and we did like Him only goodness.
Ephesians 4:25.
Kale
mwambule obulimba, mwogerenga amazima buli muntu ne munne. Kubanga tuli bitundu bya bannaffe fekka na fekka.
Tuli baaluganda.
We are brethren.
Tukomye omuzabibu
ogwaddala. We come by the true vine.
Ye Mukama waffe.
That's the Lord Jesus.
Nga mu Yokaana 15.
Like John 15.
Musunguwalenga so temwonoonanga.
Okusunguwala kukkirizibwa.
Getting angered is acceptable.
Osunguwalira ekibi.
If you get angered over sin.
Don't
tell you if you've gotten angered over sin, you to add on sinning.
Tulimba Efeso essuula eyokuna olunyi lwabiri mu mukaaga.
Ephesians 4:26.
Enjuba erema okugwa ku busungu bwammwe.
Tetumalaawo ekigambo kya Katonda.
We shouldn't finish the word of God.
Tonyiga.
Don't get angered.
N'otuuka n'okwerabira ebyawandiikibwa.
And you reach to forget Holy Scriptures.
Kubanga gwe musana
gwe. But that is our light.
Olinda mbuka nyiige pa.
Don't wait.
Kumi n'emu ezinaba
zikuma. That I will get angered to around 5.
Enjuba ng'egenda okugwayo
and I get out of the anger.
Bali bakugamba tokiriza kuva mu byawe.
Told you don't accept yourself, get out of scriptures.
N'onyiga n'okutuuka ne weerabira ebyawe.
Get angered, you wish to forget scriptures.
Befeso 2:6.
Ephesians 4:26.
Musunguwalenga so temwonoonanga, enjuba ereme okugwanga ku busungu bwammwe. So temuwanga bbanga Setaani eyabbanga alemenga okubba nate, naye waakiri afubenga ng'akola ebirungi n'emikono gye, alyoka abeerenga n'ekyokumuwa eyeetaaga.
Gw'abadde abba, abadde takola, tugenda kukwata katubeere mu famire ennungi,
ekika
ekitukuvu
eky'Obwakatonda,
obeere tufuna amaanyi agagenda okuba ng'okola emirimu egigwanidde, ofuneyo ne ku bintu ng'osobola n'okuyamba
abalala,
nga bwe tubayamba mu njiri mu
kutegeera,
ne mu by'obwetaavu tubeere n'okusobola okuyamba abapya
abazze. Help new ones.
So si kwe kuyamba nnaku zonna.
Not to help you yet all days.
Wango yizo kuzitowa.
For you can become heavy.
Naye nawe tanuro kubanga ukura.
You to begin to work.
Kuyamba atumpya na jana yata mure.
Help they will come. They to help they will come.
Kuyamba abajja kwegamba ekika kisinganiwe nga kirungi nnyo.
That the clan will be melt when it's good.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Naye mu byonna.
But in all.
Nga twetunuulira bwe tuti.
As we look at ourselves.
Era nga twambadde omubiri.
As we clothe flesh.
Tusigale n'ekirowoozo ekigamba.
Let's remember the thought saying.
Ffe ffenna twambadde Kristo.
All of us have clothed Christ Jesus.
Era tuzze mu kifaananyi ekyaddala.
Got back the real image.
Tugenda kubanga bamalayika.
We're going to be like angels.
N'onyooma newankubadde ng'olowoozo oyo nti mukazi.
Don't despise think that that is a woman.
Oba oyo kasajja.
Or that is a man.
Nsaba olowooze ekintu kimu.
I want you to think of one thing. After going back to the real image, when we
came
from nations, clans, and languages, we clothe Christ.
It's
image which we began in before. According to Galatians 3, verse 26.
Galatians 3, verse 26. Kubanga mwemwe na mulibana bakatonda uroku kiliza mu Yesu Kristo. Kubanga mwenna mwabatizibwa okuyingira mu Kristo. Nti mwayambala Kristo.
Mwayambala ani?
Close the Christ.
Yes, he was
good. Praise Jesus.
Njagala oleme kuddamu kulowooza nnyo ku bikana amawanga.
I want you never to think more again of clans and the languages.
Ugambe naye abakiga bano baatutama.
And you tell that we hate the bakiga.
Ebintu ebyo byonna bijjeewo.
All those things take them aside.
Daye waka mu bumu obw'omuguru.
Go home with the unity of the heaven.
Muganda omulabye nga Muganda.
See your neighbor as a
brother. Nawe Muganda wange.
You my brethren.
Oba Muganda w'oyo.
Or the brethren of that one.
Kole ebikakasa ng'oli wa Luganda.
Do what proves you are related to that person.
Oleme okukola ebyabamu wange okutuzitoowerera.
Don't do things of the Gentiles to become heavy our way.
Kubanga wandiyagadde tukole ebikakasa ng'oli Muganda.
I want us to do what proves you are related to us.
Naye ate okukola ebikakasa ng'okyali wa mawanga.
You do what proves that you are of the tribes and languages. And you are of those languages.
Come back
in the holy clan.
God is going
to be putting a seal on you.
Yes, guarantee
be in that clan.
Like Ephesians
4:30-31. That he puts a seal upon us. We get the guarantee of inheritance. The seal of God. As we fight one of the devil.
Galatia esula ya kusatu olunyiriri wabirimu munana. Tewali mu Yudaya ni wankubadde mu Yonani.
Ebyo ebintu byamawanga bikoleki?
The things of nations. Let it go away.
Oddamu okutunula ku muntu n'omulaba nti Muganda.
Don't look at a person anymore and see that they are a Muganda.
Murabe nga yaliyo naye kankano yakomawo ewaka.
See that they were there but they came back home.
Kuyita bangi okudda mu kika ekikuvu eky'Obwakatonda.
All men to get back the whole clan of God.
Okuva mu bika n'ennimi n'amawanga.
Come from nations, clans and languages.
Yabadde bafugibwa Satani n'emyoyo emibi.
Where they've been reigned over by the devil and evil spirits.
Era nga bookyebwanga n'ekyomuteekebwako ennamba lukankaaga
mu. They have been sealed like an old iron to be engraved on number 666.
Tulimu Bagalati esula ya kusatu, ulinyirwa biri
munana. Galatians 3 verses 8.
Tewali muyudaya ne wankubadde omuyonaani, tewali muddu ne wankubadde ow'eddembe.
Mujewo ebyo bintu simanyi ono muddu, simanyi ono w'eddembe.
Take away those things that this is a slave and this is not a slave.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. All of us are related in Christ Jesus.
For
it is also because another had a post over them and they work in some way and they say that one is still a slave. No, my friend.
Those,
he does them but became free in Christ Jesus. If they unclothe the body, they enter Jerusalem of heaven.
And
you wonder, you thought to be peaceful how you remain. If they have clothed Jesus. Even you too claim you have clothed Jesus.
We
expect you to move just as he moved. And to do just as he did. And to speak as he spoke.
Turi mu Bagalati esula ya kusatu olunyirwa biri munana.
Galatians 3 verse 28.
Tewali musajja na mukazi.
Ebyo nno bye mulaba.
Those you see.
Nabyo biyimirizibwa.
Those are being stopped.
Okulaba omukazi n'omusajja.
To see a woman and a man.
N'okunyooma n'oyinza okunyooma.
And you can even despise.
Birabo engolode bimaze n'okuyita.
I see it's already even passed. And
you
look at Mark 12,
25-27
comes to pass, where we shall be like angels, and we don't get married, and we don't marry. Think of that holy clan, where you will not have a body to trouble you, and you think to marry or get married. You think to cook, to eat, and to drink. We shall be in that clan. And we have joy. For others say, eating has been making us have joy. But the day will leave body,
you're
going to be filled with everlasting joy. You don't need to buy through eating.
Amen.
Others say,
we've
been rejoicing with our wives. If we have a way, we have our joy.
Everybody
with joy, you have no space to think of that.
It's
a wastage of time, don't need it. There's nothing like even joy there.
Amen.
What kind of joy is that? What form of joy is there?
Lasting
on the body. Troubling yourself. You ask if the whole person if they are still on that. It ended where? They too are waiting for the everlasting joy.
Amen.
You think they were not like you? It ended where? That is of the body. But I told you,
in
Christ there is no male neither female. We have become like angels. We are related with the ones in the holy clan. We are so blessed. For God has saved us from the nations, clans and languages. Galatians 3:28.
Kubanga mwe mwenna muli omu mu Kristo Yesu. Era mwe muli ba Kristo. Kale muli zadde lya Ibrahimu. Era muli basika ng'okusuubiza bwe kwali.
Tuli ba Kristo yabaddala.
We are real Christians.
Era tuli basika wamu ne Ibrahimu.
When we are called together with Abraham. Tuva
mbikane nnimi
na. When we get from the nations, lands and languages.
Ne toddanga onoyogera.
Don't be there and you speak.
Mbomanye.
You know my forefather Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When you're still in your clans, your nations, and language, it will never work. You'll end up just speaking it until you become a new person.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now, as we wind up of the social heads, the nations, clans, and languages,
yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
We request you fulfill even this. Philippians 3, verse 14.
Philippians 3:13. Abooluganda, seerowooza nze nga mmaze okukwata. Naye kimu kye nkola, nga neerabira ebyo ebiri ennyuma, era nga nkunukkiriza ebyo ebiri mu maaso.
Tukole ki?
Let's forget the past.
Netugamba nti tumaze okugwamu ddala
ebyebikakali. Don't see that we've ceased totally out of those plans.
Kubanga babadde bagamba naye nga nkyalimu.
Others have said I'm still in those systems.
Mpulira oluntu lukyasikiriza.
Still be pulled in the plans and the languages.
Luhana.
You fight.
Ogenda kutuukira ddala ku
kigera. You're going to reach the
measure. Kirabo oyo nga muganda
wo. Which sees your neighbor as your brethren.
Era ng'omuwulira ne bw'aba ali wala.
You feel them though they are far.
Ne bw'aba awuli afunye ekizibu wa oba omuwulira nga ddala y'oyo.
Problem you feel them real related.
Omanyi lwaki siva wano?
You know why I don't leave this place?
Kubanga mpulira nga n'okubalekawo akaseera akati nimpulira bulala.
If I leave you a moment I feel the bad luck.
Nelutabeera mu kigambo.
If we don't lead in the world,
sikyakyala.
I no more visit.
Era bw'onkubira mu bika by'ennimi n'amawanga.
When you call me the nations and the clans,
nina bye nkola.
I tell you I'm busy.
Amina.
Duba rumu na rumu ruonda bye nganze.
Once in a while you see me going there.
Okuyambako okuyamba na kuyamba.
Just help you go there.
Kubanze sikyali na firu yawe.
I no more have their feeling.
Mukama yebale nnyo.
Sibawulira.
I don't feel them.
Yes, you
ever praise see. Jesus.
Namara emyaka musanvu.
I spent 7 years and they have never seen me even.
Ngatulirani ganye
nno.
Abala bali machindi.
Others are right at machindi here.
Natuka nezaara.
I reach a gate to children.
Abaana mukama beyampa.
The children could get me.
Omu naweze emyaka ena ngatiba mumanyi.
4 years they had never known her.
I took
her when she
matured.
That Masek daughter.
As I went there, the second
people was there in like 2.5 years.
What do you say?
Where do you get the children from? When did you marry the wife?
Me, I went to the
father's side.
Me, I
changed.
I
think things
were
in one class. I know and I understand.
Era okungamba obugambi nti ooluganda gundi afunyizibwa mpulira kamenya
nsaba
mukama akuwa okukyuka okufaanana
bwe
nduubirira okutuuka awakanirwa awali empeera eyokuyita kwa Katonda okwa waggulu mu Kristo Yesu.
Kitaffe gyali atuyita.
The Father is up calling us.
Naye awo wetuwakanira
kati. But that's where we are contending for.
Tuwakana tulabye nga tutuuka.
We fight to see we reach there.
Kubanga bangi ku bo tebatuuka.
For many never reach.
Olw'ebika n'ennimi n'amawanga.
For the nations, clans and languages.
Mubaabuulira.
They got lost into.
Naye tulwane.
But let's fight.
Tuwakana muli tutuuke eri kitaffe.
We fight to reach the Father.
Wano wakanirwa buli muntu
yenna. Everyone is fighting for that.
Okulaba ng'alaba Katonda.
To see that they see of God.
Oyo kitaffe.
That is the Father.
Naye si bonna nti batuuka.
Not all that they reach.
Kubanga babulira mu bika n'ennimi n'amawanga.
Get lost nations, clans and languages.
Babulira mu mitwe gy'omusanvu.
Get lost within the seven heads.
Omwezi kwatudde okubafuga.
Where the darkness ceases to reign over them.
Abafilipi esula y'okusatu.
Philippians 3:15.
Kale fefenna abatuukirivu tulowoozenga ekyo.
Fenna abagamba tuli batutuukirira.
All who say we righteous.
Tulina kulowooza ekyo. Kutuuka wawakanirwa.
To reach the Father.
Okakasanga tuli mu kika
ekitukuvu. To prove we are in the holy clan.
Family ntukuvu.
The holy family.
Era nga ne kitaffe ali omu.
Our Father is one.
Wetuwakanira kye lwe lutalo luli ku nsi
kuno. Battle on this world.
Nerwa kuba lukyatulemya okuziona ndi
lukalu.
Erife ab'omulembe omupya ogenda okumanya
Katonda.
Tumaze okuzuula.
We've discovered it.
Tutalo lwa kutuuka awakanirwa.
That the fight is to reach where God is.
Okudda mu kika ekitukuvu.
Go back the holy clan.
Eri kitaffe omukulu.
Where our Father in heaven is.
Bafilipi esula eyokusatu. Olunyiro 15.
Philippians 3:15.
Kale fefenna. Abatuukirira tulowooze ng'ekyo era bwe mulowooza ebirala mu kigambo kyonna era Katonda alibikkula n'ekyo. Naye kyokka kyetutuuseeko tutambulirenga mu ekyo.
Ebingi bitukyeyongera okumanya.
Then we moving on to know.
Naye nkukuutira.
But where we reach.
Kyonna kyetwakamanya kikwate.
Whatever we've overknown, hold on it.
Oyinza okuba ogamba ebirala sinabitegeera.
Maybe say you have not understood others.
Naye ate ky'otegeddeko kikwate.
What you've understood, hold it.
Abafilipi esula eyokusatu olunyi lwa 17.
Philippians 3:17.
Abooluganda, mukiriziganye wamu mungobererenga. Era mulabirenga ku abo abatambula nga bwe mulinaffe okuba ekyokulabirako. Kubanga bangi abatambula be nababuulirako emirundi mingi, ne kaakano mbabuulira nga nkaaba amaziga, nga be balabe ab'omusalaba gwa Kristo.
Bangi abatambula nga bali mbikane nnimi
n'amawanga,
bali mu kwawulamu abantu, obutabalowooza kintu kimu
waffen'ekitiibwa
kyaffe ekyawamu.
Abafilipi esula eyokusatu olunyi lwa 18.
Philippians 3:18.
Nti enkomero yaabwe kwe kuzikirira, Katonda waabwe lwe lubuto, era ekitiibwa kyabwe kiri mu nsonyi zaabwe. Balowooza bya mu nsi.
Balowooza byaki?
Things of the world.
Bikana nnimi n'amawanga.
Lands, nations, the languages.
Ugagawala kwa wano n'ebiringe.
Get rich of things of this world and things like that.
Naye ekintu kimu.
But I request one thing.
Chuse ebirowoozo.
Change your thoughts.
Lowooza waka mu ggulu.
Think of home in heaven.
Lowooza ku kika kyaffe ekitukuvu.
Think of our holy clan.
Lowooza.
Think
ku maka gaffe.
Of our home.
Ennyumba ya kitaffe.
The household of the Father.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus. N'engeri
gye tugenda okubeerayo nga tuli bulungi.
How are we going to be live there when we are well?
Otandika okwetegeka.
To begin to prepare yourself.
Yes, ye bazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Bafilipi 3:20.
Philippians 3:20.
Kubanga ffe ewaffe mu ggulu gye tulindirira omulokozi okuvaayo, Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo. Aliwaanyisa omubiri gw'okutowazibwa kwaffe okufaananyizibwa ng'omubiri ogw'ekitiibwa kye.
Nti agenda tukyusiza ddala okukakasa nga twayambala ye, era nga tuli mu kifaananyi
kye,
wakukyusa oyo gw'obadde olowooza okuba omukazi,
fananye
ddala mu kitiibwa kya Kristo
Yesu.
Yesu yebazibwa. Naye bwe tuba nga tunaabeera mu kitiibwa kye
kimu,
tutandike okubeera mu kika ekitukuvu, famire entukuvu eya Katonda Kitaffe
w'eggulu.
Ebirowoozo byonna ebikyamu ebibadde bitulowoozesa nti omulala mubi, omulala mulungi, omulala yakyama, omulala simanyi, alina omutwe
musongovu.
Ebintu ebiringa ebyo byesonyiwe.
Bafilipi esula eyokusatu olunyi lw'abiri mu lumu.
Philippians 3:21.
Nti aliwaanyisa omubiri gw'okutowazibwa kwaffe okufaananyizibwa ng'omubiri ogw'ekitiibwa kye. Ng'okukola okwo bwe kuli okumuyinzisa okussa ebintu byonna wansi we.
Bwakukyusa
is to transform
emibiri gyaffe,
our bodies,
mu kitiibwa kye kimu,
in the same glory,
mu nnyumba y'emu,
in the same house,
eya Katonda
of God.
Mukama akuwa omukisa.
May God bless you.
Jangu enkya,
come tomorrow,
tutandike omutwe gwa
and we begin
games and
the
sports.
Head of games and sports.
Olabe engeri abantu gye batundamu emitima mu
matatu. How people sell hearts within the matatu game.
Many things like
those. May God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen.